Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. This is Coach Phil Houston behind the microphone once again. And I want to thank everybody for joining me today. We're going to get to a topic that I think is very timely, given what time of year it is here on the East Coast and in New Jersey especially. But first, a little bit of housekeeping. If you're listening to us on iTunes, first of all, if you're listening to us on iTunes and you're one of the people who dropped us a five-star rating already, I want to say thank you very much. This podcast has grown in popularity. And we've grown in listens and downloads, and I really want to say thank you to all my listeners. I appreciate all of you from the bottom of my heart. If you get a chance today and you're listening on iTunes, drop us a five-star rating. Maybe leave a comment. Let people know there's some good value here, if you like what you hear, obviously. You could do me a huge solid. Take a screenshot of what you're listening to right now and just share it with the people. Let them know that you're listening to the podcast so that maybe they can find it and get some help as well. Now, that being done, you know how to reach me. You can get me through Anchor. Anchor.fm/four-pillar-fitness. You can leave me a voice message there. You can DM me on Instagram at Coach Phil Houston. Just spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N, or tweet at me on Twitter at Phil Houston. H-U-E-S-T-O-N is the last name again. All right, on to today's topic. Very timely. Here in New Jersey, we are entering what's known as back to school season. We have apparently winter, spring, summer, back to school, and fall. So there's five seasons here in New Jersey, and this one is a kind of a silly one. A lot of crazy sales going on. You can't find a pen anywhere in a store, but it's okay. What I want to talk today about is some back-to-school nutrition tips, the real-world version, all right? What I want to give you guys is especially you parents that are dealing with this stuff, give you some tips that actually work to help your kids eat better, especially in this hectic time of year. It's really easy to kind of get everything else made more important and forget about how important it is to eat well and stay nutritionally satisfied, as well as satisfied with your food. All right. So here we go on we go. I have a poster in one of my folders that's a picture of a kid with some vegetables and stuff. And all it says is we need to teach our children to eat real food. All right. No fast foods, no junk foods, no processed foods, just honest, nutritious, real food. And I got to tell you that that's probably the best nutrition advice I can give anybody as it relates to kids. And that being said, I know they're kids and they don't always want to eat the best foods. So getting them to eat that real food, the fruits and veggies, meats, whole grains, natural dairy products, and water. Yeah, honest, nutritious, real food, if only it were that simple, right? Especially at this crazy, stress-filled time of year that kids dread and parents think they're happy to see coming. A lot of parents are kind of thrilled right now, like, oh, school starts in 2 weeks. Yeah, fantastic. When schedules change and kids give up the libertine eating habits of summer, that seems to be a good thing, right? Yeah, I don't know about that. This is back to school time. It can get a little nuts. So new morning routines can mean even less time to get real food into the kiddos before school. If you don't pack their lunch, they're at the mercy of whatever quote-unquote nutrition means in your school district. Add busy afternoon sports and evening sports and activity schedules to this mix, and nutrition for your kids can become a real nightmare. If you're not careful, they could end up relying on fast food, processed foods, and pseudo foods. Ugh, geez. So I'm going to share with you some quote-unquote real-world back-to-school nutrition tips for your kids, okay? Here we go. Let's start with the basic, breakfast. I hear from parents all the time that my kid doesn't get up early enough to eat breakfast. Listen to how stupid that sounds, okay? If your kids are older, say high school age, they might be in charge of their own alarm and schedule times as well as to be able to stay up later. And these can cause some time crunches sometimes. We're talking about teenagers who seem to love late night texting and sleeping until noon, you know, if we let them. But for younger kids, I'd say younger than about 11 or 12, you're in charge. Parents, they're not in charge. If you want them up in time for breakfast, they'll get up. Or at least they should be. And should is a really big word, and we don't want to should on our kids. Sorry, Dr. Rob Bell, I stole that from you. So here's a few suggestions. Number one, know what breakfast foods your kids like. All right, well, let's back up a minute. One of the first things is get them up earlier, okay? If your teenagers are texting late at night, stop them. Make it stop. Take their phones away if you have to, okay? But save that for another episode, okay? I would love for every one of my youth athletes to eat eggs. I mean, this is a powerhouse food for athletes and non-athletes alike, but not every teen or preteen likes eggs. I get it. Since I want my kids to get a balanced breakfast, including a solid protein source, I want to make sure they know and you know what those sources are. Eggs, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, all great choices. You may even want to opt for a breakfast smoothie. Now, I prefer really high quality protein powder for my breakfast smoothies. And the only one that I recommend to my athletes right now is from JLab Pro. That's their basic protein powder. And you'll find a link to that in the show notes at the bottom. So if you want to go check that out, you can. I highly recommend it. It's not the cheapest product on the planet. I'm going to tell you right up front, but you can go to GNC and get some pimple face kid to sell you whatever's on sale right now. And he has no idea. All right. He has no idea what's in that stuff. Okay. The folks at JLab Pro, they can tell you everything about their protein powder from the ground up, right? It's the best product. I think the best protein powder out there right now. It's a great source for smoothies. Smoothies are a great source of breakfast nutrition for your kids. You can even slide some vegetables in there. They won't even know it. I will be posting a whole bunch of smoothie recipes on my website, coachfulhouston.com, upcoming very soon. So you'll have that as a reference as well. Now, if you prefer, and this is another great option, Orgain also makes some ready-to-drink protein shakes that do the trick for breakfast. And they're available in a grass-fed ready-to-drink form and plant-based ready-to-drink form. So whichever way you like to go, it's available. Again, I'll put those links up on the show notes. You can check that stuff out. You can get them right on Amazon, right through the link that I give you. And yes, I get a little commission from Amazon. Not a lot, though. They don't pay very well. Whole grain toast, bread, rolls, or muffins are a great part of that healthy breakfast, too. Obviously, fruits fit right in there. Also, including if you want to make a smoothie, just kind of know what your kids will eat, right? Have it ready to go. Number two, find time-saving solutions. Here's some thoughts. Hard-boil some eggs, okay? Make some breakfast sandwiches the night before that can be warmed up in a toaster oven while the kids are getting dressed. Cook something delicious that can be microwaved any morning. In our house, we cook a couple of delicious breakfast casseroles, and our kids are in their 30s and living in other states, and we still do it. It's that just that good. You can download the recipe for a great breakfast casserole. Again, it'll be in the show notes. It's also on my website. It's a definite and delicious time saver. There's no question about it. Go portable. Those hard-boiled eggs we talked about, those pre-made breakfast sandwiches I mentioned, yogurt with fresh fruit, all fit the bill here. Peanut butter and apples. Now, peanut butter is not a protein source, boys and girls. I want you to understand something. Peanut butter is a source of fat that happens to have some protein in it. It's not the same thing as a protein source, okay? If you have to, like I actually know of one parent, this happened a couple of years ago. They used to make chicken breast, sliced chicken breast and cheese roll-ups for their kids for breakfast because that's what they like to eat. All right. Now, it doesn't sound like breakfast food, but it works, right? Protein, fat's got everything you need. Okay. You can also download another recipe on my website for sausage and egg breakfast squares. Really delicious, simple to make and very portable. Okay. Number four, adjust your routines a little bit. Look, I know it's hard to do, but if you start getting your teenagers to sleep 20 minutes earlier, they can get up 20 minutes earlier, in theory, at least. For younger kids, make it a game. Each night they get in bed 20 minutes early, they get a point. Each morning they're up 20 minutes early, they get a point. Score a certain number of points in a week or a month, get a special prize. A movie, a day of bowling, whatever you think is appropriate, just don't make it food prizes. We don't want to reinforce that behavior with food. Hey, thanks for listening to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. We are going to be right back in just a moment after these words from our sponsor. Let's talk about that less controllable environment, the school cafeteria. In spite of some rather draconian top-down solutions over the past 10 or so years, yeah, thanks, Mrs. Obama. Nutrition in schools can still be hit or miss. Yes, schools offer options that meet the government guidelines for quote-unquote healthy, but as someone who visits schools occasionally, I can tell you that sometimes that doesn't mean anything. If it's healthy, but the kids think it's gross, end of story. So some kids will opt to not eat at all or will selectively eat part of the meal. Often they'll trade with kids who bring lunch to get the snacks or desserts that were sent from home by somebody else. And that, of course, is the safest course of action, is to send food from home. There's still no guarantee that your kids will eat well, but you have a far better chance of getting something nutritious into them at school if you supply it from home. Be sure to include protein choices they like. Chicken, turkey, roast beef, and chicken or tuna salad on whole grain bread make great high-protein main course options. Send a veggie selection with that sandwich. Bell pepper strips, carrots, dark leafy greens, whatever veggies your kid will eat. Fruits are easy. Most kids like at least a few, so pick their favorites that are in season or readily available. If your kid gets lunch at school, be sure to have a conversation with them about what that looks like. Questions like, wait, what's your favorite food to get at school? Will get better answers than straight up interrogation about what they ate. And for after school, it's a good idea to have a nutritious snack ready and available when your kids get home, even if dinner will be served at a quote normal time, whatever that means anymore. They'll likely be hungry when they get home. You are always better off controlling the snack choices for your kids than allowing them to free graze. Apples and peanut butter, again, we talked about that earlier. Greek yogurt and a piece of fruit or veggies and hummus are great choices. A smaller serving of a smoothie that you might make for breakfast is also a good choice. You can make sure there's some good protein in there. My suggestion to parents of busy athletes and kids is threefold, okay? And number one, be prepared, like a good Boy Scout. Have as much good, healthy food ready to go as you think you need, then add about 10%. Kids get hungriest when it's least convenient, right? Number two, don't stress over eating schedules. We'd all like to sit down at the dinner table at the same time every night, but if your kids are as busy as most of the kids I work with, that's virtually impossible most days. Just get them and you fed with the good stuff and don't beat yourself up over stuff you can't control. Now, that being said, number three, get family dinner at least 2 to 3 nights a week. Even if that means everybody sits down in a weird quote-unquote time on 1 or 2 weeknights, eating together, and this is crazy, but research studies have shown that eating together reduces the likelihood of obesity in both the kids and the parents. And it's just better for family unity. And oh yeah, put those phones down while you're eating, okay? And a couple other things. I got a couple other recommendations regarding your kids' nutrition in this busy time and all the time. Okay, number one, hydrate, water, and lots of it. A glass when they get up and one right before bed can help them keep them, quote, in the swim. Number two, probiotics. Now, I know a lot of you don't even think about this stuff, but probiotics are important. 80% of your immune system is in the gut. And it's easy for negative bacteria to overtake the healthy ones when kids are exposed to sugars and processed foods. Taking care of the probiotic balance can have a positive impact on mood, sleep, and maintaining a healthy immune system. You can use a supplement like Nordic Naturals Probiotics. It's one of the ones that I like. And I'll put a link to it in my show notes. You can find it on Amazon through the link. It's a really good product and it really will help your kids' immune system and keep them healthier. Number three, get enough sleep, 8 to 10 hours a night. I know it sounds crazy and it's hard to do, but so much of the digestive process is aided by sleep, not to mention the repair and recovery process. Number four, fiber. Look for ways to add fiber to the diet. Anytime you can add a leafy green vegetable to a dish or get them to eat high fiber grains, do it. It'll keep them happy and healthy in the same way it does for us adults. Number five, get them their omegas. Now, omega-3 and 6 fatty acids are super important for so many things: muscle recovery, joint recovery, bone health, immune system, brains and cognition, growth, everything, okay? It will positively benefit their mood, their attention, their focus, their metabolism, their energy, as well as all that other stuff that we just talked about. Oily fishes like salmon and tuna, seeds and nuts and avocados are good sources. There's recent research, however, that shows that our bodies don't convert the omega-3s in nuts, seeds, and avocados as efficiently as we once thought. It's still being researched, but I've been referring my athletes to take another Nordic Naturals product called Complete Omega. My wife and I take this one at home. It's a great natural product with a full spectrum of omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. And again, I'll put a link to this up on the show notes so you guys can get it there if you need it. Look, I know this is a crazy busy time of year and that transitions can be super tough sometimes. You know, I hope these recommendations help you and your family make a smooth transition into the school year. And I hope the school year is happy, healthy, and successful for you, your kids, and your whole family. That's the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast for today. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you so much. You know how to reach me at Coach Phil Houston on Instagram. Spell last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N. The website is coachphilhouston.com. H-U-E-S-T-O-N is the last name. I want to thank everybody for listening today. I appreciate every one of my listeners. And as always, keep the faith and keep after it.